It's Tuesday, June 24th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Healthcare professionals are sounding the alarm over a concerning rise in antiretroviral treatment defaults triggered by the shutdown of community clinics amid shrinking donor support. From the Walvis Bay Corridor Group, project manager Edward Shivute warns that close to 30% of ART patients have gone untraced since the service disruptions began, a development he says poses serious risks to patient health and public safety.
But the good news in all of this is that our government is still able to absorb all the patients that used to get their medication from clinics that have stop operations, and this is obviously the commitment also that we have received from government, that we are now able to transfer those clients into the government health facilities.
The joint second forum on climate service and space for early warning in Africa is taking place in Windhoek, focusing on strengthening climate-based decision-making. The events themed around building resilient economies and communities explores ClimSA's role in improving climate risk management. African Union Commission's Commissioner for Agriculture, Rural Development, Blue Economy and Sustainable Environmental Affairs is Moses Vilakati.
Africa has never been more vulnerable to the impacts of extreme weather and climate change than at present. According to the sixth assessment of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Africa's key development sectors are already experiencing widespread climate-induced losses, damages, and impacts, which include biodiversity loss, water shortages, reduced food production, loss of lives, and reduced economic growth.
Passenger vehicle sales in May totaled 461 units, making up 45.6% of overall vehicle sales. According to Simonestorm economist Almandro Janssen, this represents a modest 0.22% annual increase, but a steep 31.2% decline from April, mainly due to high base effects. Despite the drop, demand remains supported by lower borrowing costs and rising interests in compact SUVs and hatchbacks.
We've seen that there's an increased market share when it comes to Chinese brands such as Jatua, Omida, and Jaku, taking up almost close to 12% of the market share. This growth has been underpinned by the competitive pricing that these vehicles give you. But looking ahead, the Bank of Namibia has put in a recommendation for commercial banks to narrow the interest rate spread between the repo rate and the prime rate lending rates, which could have a meaningful impact. If implemented, it could reduce borrowing costs.
Malian tax officials have reopened the Barrick mining office in Bamako under court-appointed administration after it was shut down in April for alleged tax non-compliance, as per Reuters. This follows a June court ruling that placed Barrick's Laulu Gongoto gold complex under state control, naming former health minister Somana Makachi as provincial administrator. Makachi is expected to restart operations soon, beginning with meetings with Barrick staff and subcontractors. A major investment blunder by the leadership of the United Auto Workers could cost union members 8 million in lost gains. According to Reuters, the union failed to reinvest money it had liquidated to pay striking workers in 2023 in the United States. Tony Waterman has more for us from Washington.
Union policy required that the money be reinvested, but it wasn't for more than a year. A year that turned out to be incredibly bullish. Unnamed UAW officials told Reuters that the union lost about $80 million and potential gains. According to Reuters, the issue is now being investigated. The union represents nearly 400,000 auto workers, including those at the big three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.